Mayor and Council and staff, my name is Joe Hegwood. I'm president of the Brazos Valley Pickleball Association, and I'm here today representing College Station residents urging you to approve funding for pickleball projects. This morning I delivered to the City Secretary's office a petition endorsed by 233 College Station residents supporting the Parks and Recs Department's proposal to convert the Bachman Park facility from tennis to pickleball and to add other pickleball facilities in the city. Pickleball, you've heard about it, you've read about it, fastest growing sport in the United States, 36.5 million players nationwide, over 200% growth rate. If you look at our Brazos Valley Pickleball Association membership, it has grown equally as fast, below 50 early on, and will probably be over 300 by the end of this year. In addition to us, A&M has about 150 in their association as well. We are a nonprofit organization serving the Brazos Valley, mainly Bryan and College Station. We have beginner training for players. We have training sessions for skills, and we have some periodic tournaments that we do as well. This petition is about, focuses really on Bachman and other courts, but Bachman specifically because it has a lot of facilities there. It's got restrooms, it's got parking, it's got a lot of the stuff, but the facility itself is kind of run down, and here are some pictures just to show the cracking and the surface issues. And this is something that I know Parks and Rec was addressing anyway, but we want to just endorse what they're doing is to convert this to pickleball. This is a list of the facilities that we have in both Bryan and College Station right now. And these are what I call ready-to-play pickleball courts. College Station, we have none today, but there are the Anderson Park additions will add four by 2025. We have four multi-use, which are the Bee Creek and Central, I believe. But my understanding is the funding on that, those two projects will require that they be just tennis courts. So I think we may lose those as far as pickleball facilities. And then we have four limited use, what I call limited use, are Lincoln Center that are open a couple of days a week, a couple of hours a day. Brian's got the Austin's Colony and the Tennis Center and so forth. So, you know, bottom line is we're asking you to approve funding for these facilities. It's a growing number of your citizens are involved in this sport, and we're just asking for your support this year through the budget process. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hegwood. Thank you, thank you, thank you.